Hey there, everyone. I'm Sophie Coyote. I'm related to Sophie Crow. I'm her cousin. No, her sister. No, I'm her grandmother. Oh, that's a lie. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm Sophie Crow's alter ego.
Coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com.
With a Below Top Secret Humor Podcast. My topic today is called Bird Flu or Mad Cow. You choose. It's a very interesting choice, really, when you think about it. I mean, like, with bird flu, you get it, then you plop over dead. It's really, really quick. Mad cow, on the other hand, is very slow. I mean, those little prion critters are crawling around your body for 20, maybe 30 years before you actually die. Which brings me to something everybody always forgets to mention. And that is that those little prions aren't just cruising around your body on a sightseeing tour for those 30 years. I mean, it's not like they're tourists, right? So they get into your stomach when you eat bad food. From the stomach, they get into the lymph. And then from the lymph, they get inside the blood vessel walls. Once they're inside the blood vessel walls, they can move off into the bloodstream. Once they're into the bloodstream, they've got pretty much a free ticket to go wherever they want in the body. So after 5 or 10 years, these guys probably have condos all over, or at least hotels. I mean, they're not just immigrants. They're like jet setters, and our body is their world. I mean, think about it. After 10 or 20 years, these guys got shares and condos all over the place. They could be in your lungs, and you could have asthma or COPD. They could be in your kidneys, they could be in your heart, they could be in your pancreas and mutate into, like, diabetes. They get around these guys. I mean, if they get in your joints, you get arthritis. If prions get into your lipofibroblasts, which is the technical term for fat cells, then you get fat. Now, the other thing nobody ever wants you to know is that prions, being proteins, is like being a key or having a code that can unlock any door, anywhere. So what happens is they hitchhike on every little virus or bacteria or fungus or whatever you picked up. They kind of team up with them, and then things really get complicated in a biological way. So anyway, I mean, this is what they don't want you to know. I mean, there's a huge epidemic of mad cow, and everybody's got it, at least in North America and the United States of America. And the really bad thing about mad cow is not that you go nuts and croak. It's that you get really sick for a really long time before that happens. But back to the topic. That's our choice. Die quick or die slow. Now, the really, really funny thing here is that the insurance companies have known about this for a very long time. Scientists have been tracking what's happening with mad cow and bird flu and how it's affecting everybody in all these different ways. And the actuarials have been collecting all the information and crunching it all together and making their actuarial reports for the insurance companies and for business planning too. And so, of course, being that they're in business to profit, they very carefully rewrote all of their insurance policies, and nobody's covered for anything. Now, isn't that just hilarious? Now, of course, business and the insurance companies were not the only ones who knew about this. Our governments knew, too. I mean, not everybody in government is totally stupid. Like Franklin D. Roosevelt, he was going to tell the American people about it in one of his little fireside chats, but then he died. They said it was a brain aneurysm, but everyone knows that was a cover-up, and he died from a blow to the head, which, of course, resulted in a brain aneurysm, so they weren't really lying when you look at it technically. And John F. Kennedy, he wanted to nationalize health insurance in America, but then he died. He got shot. And Wellstone, do you remember Wellstone? He heard about it too, and he wanted to go public. And, well, he died. That one was a plane crash. And then, of course, all the microbiologists have been dropping like flies, or getting disappeared. So, as you can see, it's very, very dangerous to talk about these things. It's dangerous even to know about them. And it's seriously dangerous to try and do something about it. But the point is, yes, governments did know. And every government over the last, oh, what, I don't know, 70 years, has done a risk-benefit analysis on the problem. The risks were very, very clear. These little suckers can mutate, and they bounce back and forth between people and animals, and they create all kinds of new diseases, and you know, like super flus and super bugs were looming on the horizon long ago. And now, of course, we have bird flu, and we have flesh-eating disease, and all kinds of things nobody really knows much about, but they are out there. Now, another big risk was that it was really well known that people would spend most of their adult lives sick, and mostly sick as a dog. Of course, that was mainly women at first. Now it's pretty much everybody, and of course it can be passed along genetically and congenitally, and so kids are being born with really weird stuff going on. I mean, we got SIDS, we got shaken baby syndrome, which really isn't about shaking babies, it's about congenitally damaged blood vessels in the brain and in the eyes. And then we got kids being born with atherosclerosis and osteoporosis and all kinds of diseases that are supposed to be, like, age-related, but they're not anymore. Anyway, that was the second really big risk, that people would just basically live sick and go bankrupt and die before their time. But the benefits were really clear, too. The thing is, the disease goes so slowly that no one would ever be able to figure out what was happening. Nobody would see that it was all the same disease. Plus, there were huge profits to be made making medicines to treat all the different symptoms. I mean, they didn't want to treat the basic underlying disease, but
boy, could they make a fortune off treating all the different symptoms. And they have. Another benefit was, if the politicians played along, they could get just huge contributions for their political campaigns. You know, not to mention whatever might have come under the table. Now, the thing is, all the boys at the top knew very well that if people found out what was going on, they'd be really PO'd. And so, what they said was that if people found out, they would panic, and it would damage the economy. See, the thing is, it's industry that creates prions. Prions are misfolded proteins, and most industrial processes involve throwing things into this huge, a pot, and whipping it through a centrifuge or something, and well, when you do that, you make the proteins misfold. And so what they do with these idiots is they dump it down the sink, and it gets into our water and into our soil, or else they feed it to us, or they give it to us to put on our faces and rub into our skin. And well, there's prions in there. I mean, they're making them, and once they get out, they become infectious. So anyway, that's it. Government knew about the problem, and they knew about the risks, and they knew what the benefits were. They did their risk-benefit analysis. Now, the thing about business is when they do a risk-benefit analysis, they put the risks and the benefits all in the same report. But when the public gets access to that information, we generally just hear about the benefits. Now, of course, we had people like Linus Pauling, who, this FBI flagged him as a communist and destroyed his reputation in America because he was screaming about what was going on with, actin proteins and stuff and radiation and more stuff. And then we had Rachel Carson, and we have David Suzuki, and Stanley Prusiner. They've all been screaming their heads off. And so, business and government says they're whining. But, they weren't. They were telling us what was really going on, and we didn't listen. We went down for microwaves. Really, it was just a huge trick. We didn't even know we were bending over. We thought we were just picking up a few stocks and a good pension plan. Next thing you know, poke. Foiled. By the old cornhole strategy. They double-teamed us with mad cow and bird flu too. Not to mention global warming and earthquakes, but that's another routine. Now, another trick these guys are trying to pull is that they're trying to tell us that everything is genetic. They're trying to tell us that only people who are genetically inferior get sick. Well, that's just not true. And they're trying to say that only inferior races are susceptible to disease, like Indians and Mexicans and blacks. But what they don't tell you is that every race gets a different form of the disease. It kind of hits you in a different place, depending on what your genetic makeup is. But it's not a genetic disease. Yeah, it causes genetic mutations, it causes mutations in cells, it certainly mutates proteins and creates different strains as it moves around your body. But no, it's not genetic, and it's not about being superior or inferior, and it's not about survival of the fittest. Hello? So here's the deal. The rich people get diagnosed, and they get to have stem cell therapies. They whip off to Switzerland or the Cayman Islands or wherever it is they go, and they get it taken care of. The rest of us are stuck with having mad cow and all the chronic diseases that come along with it. But this time, the joke's on them. The thing is, chances are really, really good that mad cow confers immunity to bird flu. Or at least some kind of immunity. Maybe the kind that stops you from getting dead really fast. So all those rich bankers and really rich politicians and all those guys who've been going out and getting their stem cell therapy and anti-aging therapy and staying young and staying healthy and human, well, they have not been evolving. We all have been evolving. And we're fit for this world. They're not. And you know what else? They can't even reproduce. I'm serious. They bred out their ability to reproduce long ago. You know those long, skinny white women with their long arms and their skinny waists and their no bums? Well, they can't have babies. And the men that go along with them? I think they're shooting blanks too. The thing is, these guys are all about genetic superiority and their whole bloodline mystique. But they can't reproduce. So that's why they're so into fertility technology and cloning. But that won't work for them either, because the thing is, you got to start out with a healthy, genetically fit cell. And they don't got it. The really, really wealthy people in our world, the family bankers who've been around for 4,000 years, inbreeding, well, they're going extinct. That's their problem. They're dying off. And, it sure looks like they're trying to take the rest of us with them. Which brings us back to our topic. Bird flu or mad cow. You choose. What do you think? You think you want to die quick, or do you want to live for a really long time? Just getting sicker and sicker every year, until finally you're kind of this drooling mess that can't remember your own name, never mind where you put your car keys. And that will happen, because the treatments are not covered by insurance. I say poke 'em. Poke 'em in the eye, poke 'em in the ear, poke 'em in the ribs, poke 'em wherever you can poke 'em. They've been poking us for years and years and years. They've been poking our parents, they've been poking our grandparents, they've been poking our ancestors. Let's poke 'em back. As for me, when it gets to the point where I can't walk, I'm going to get me a jet-powered turbo pack add-on for my wheelchair. And nobody's going to catch me. And you know what else? It's not coming out of my hide. I've been a good citizen all my life. I've been paying my bills, I've been paying my insurance premiums, and I'm going to get what's mine. So the way I see it, we're all pretty much in the same place. We all have mad cow, we're all going to get sicker, and we're all probably fairly immune to bird flu. Which means we are not going to die, and we are not going to have to make that choice. But we are going to be a problem, which is why they have quarantine camps. Because, see, the thing is, these guys don't want us around. They don't want us collecting on our unemployment insurance, on our pension plans. They don't want us collecting on our disability insurance. They have a plan. And that plan involves us getting dead. What they want to do is collect all the cash, take everybody's property, and control the world. I say, poke 'em. Just poke 'em.